Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things that there will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, and see the things that we've done with our Brain Trust members, including our good friend Dr. Tom Anastasi. Tom is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right. You can find the body of work that he's deposited with us over the last years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. While you're there, don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And our newsletter is there, the blog is there, et cetera, et cetera. And also, don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, at Jim Blasingame, and you can check out our fan page on Facebook at Small Business Advocate. Put that on the end of Facebook.com. Tom Anastasi, thanks for staying with us. We're talking about labor issues, human resources issues, employment issues, things that you need to make sure you pay attention to. And one of the things you need to make sure you don't do is that you don't categorize a contractor, an employee, as a contractor when they really should be considered an employee. And Tom, there are a number of tests that you can take. There's a list of things that you can compare your situation to see whether this person that you're talking about is, whether you're going to get away with it when you say they're a contractor and the government has other ideas. What do you think, Tom?
Well, the first thing is if they use your equipment or tool, they're an employee.
Yep.
If they bring their own equipment and tools, then they may be a contractor.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you need to get to work at 9 and you can leave at 5 and I want you to work 8 hours, they're an employee. And this is where most people get completely sidetracked, because what happens is that you have to run a business. So we mm-hmm. want you here at 9, but as a contractor, you just say 8 hours. You can pick whatever 8 hours there are.
Mm-hmm.
If they are,
and they tell you when they're going to show up, basically, that's when it's a contractor. You can have, you know, part of your deal is I want you to start, I want you to finish this week, finish this project this week. You can say that, but you can't tell them how to work their hours.
Right. And so, for instance, I know, Jim, you and I do a lot of speaking engagements.
Yep.
And somebody will come in and say, well, you know, we'll pay you $1,000 to speak at our conference.
You get that? You get that much?
And so what happens is that that's definitely a contractor, because mm-hmm. I'm going in, I'm doing one presentation, and then I'm leaving. That's a contractor.
Even though they tell me when to speak.
Correct.
Even though they say when to speak. All right. So what's the next one?
Well, the other thing is that the quality of the work. So if you're paying a contractor, you can't sit there and say, well, you know, the quality isn't quite what we hope. We're not going to pay you, because as a contractor, you're saying, you know, renovate my kitchen and my office. Well, that's just a one-shot deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is you got to pay them even if you don't like the job. And if someone's an employee and you don't like the job, you can just terminate their employment.
Right.
And so, these are the type of things, if you really
Or in the case of the contractor, if there's a contract where there's specific performance implied or stipulated, I should say, then the contract prevails, and then they clearly are a contractor if there is a contract for specific performance. That makes them a contractor.
Correct. Right. So you say you have to renovate the kitchen, and if you don't renovate the kitchen, you're not getting paid.
Right. All right, what's next?
Now, a way to get around this, which a lot of law firms and accounting firms do because they have the expertise in this, is each of the partners in a law firm will become their own corporation.
Mm-hmm.
They'll become Tom Anastasi Incorporated.
Right.
And then the firm will hire the corporation, so it's clear that you're not hiring.
They'll contract with that corporation. Mm-hmm.
Right, but the problem is that most small businesses can't afford to
It's totally impractical. That's a unique situation. So, all right. So, what are some other? There's a list of about 20 of these things, aren't there?
Well, The government's been nicer to people, and they've really condensed the list down to just a few. Okay. There used to be a big long list.
I remember talking about 20 of these things. There was a list on the IRS website that you could get that listed 20 of these tests.
If you go, yeah, and they changed that last year to just be a few. So, but they still, list of 20 is still right there. They've just condensed it just down to
right. So go to IRS.gov and then search for contractor tests or something like that.
Right, and then if you ever have any questions about this, this is so important. You know, talk to your SBDC; they'll be able to tell you.
Right.
Or your State Department of Employment Security, or even the IRS can tell you. Of course, any employment lawyer will be able to tell you right off the bat.
Folks, here's the bottom line: if you are hiring somebody to work for you in your business, just because you don't want to withhold doesn't mean you can just turn around three times and declare that they are contractors. They are your employees. If you're ever in doubt, assume that they're an employee. Tom, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your book.
Yep, it's tomanastasi.com, and the book can be gotten through glenbridgepublishing.com or amazon.com.
All right, so check it out, Anastasi, Tom Anastasi. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
So keep it up. Quench my desire. And I'll be at your side forever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.